I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
I'm in my dressing room watching what might be the final home game for the Cardinals of the season. I'm praying it's not, but it's not looking good right now. But you know what? You never give up hope with the Cardinals. You just never do. They have this way of pulling it out. Anyway, I don't want to jinx it, and you don't want to hear me talk about this. You're here to hear me preview tonight's episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. I'm Andy Cohen. Tonight we have Cuba Gooding Jr. and Naomi Campbell. How's that? Naomi's in her dressing room. She's like walking around looking for me. She has a present for me, which I'm very excited about. And, you know, that's what's happening. I mean, I really have just clued you in on everything that's happening back here. I'll see you in the clubhouse.
He was in Jerry Maguire, and if you're not attracted to her, well, you're just a liar. It's Watch What Happens Live with Naomi Campbell and Cuba Gooding Jr. now. Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Wednesday night with a woman whose beauty is profuse and another who David Schwimmer kept calling juice. You've seen my first guest face on countless magazines. You've seen her strut down many runways. And if you want to see her in person, you should strut on down to Central Park this Saturday. She's co-hosting and producing the Global Citizen Festival. Say hello to the always stunning, always smells great, always wonderful, my friend, Naomi Campbell! An American Crime Story was so amazing, it should have been a freaking crime. Now he's making his directorial debut in Bayou Caviar, a film he also co-wrote and stars in. No biggie. Welcome back, Cuba Gooding Jr. Great to see you. Great to see you. I'm so psyched you're both here. And behind the bar, he is the star of the new NBC medical drama, New Amsterdam. So I might need him to revive me if I fall into a booze coma. It's Tyler Levine. Hey, Tyler. Great to see you. On the show, big hit.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, as of last night, we officially are the biggest hit on TV.
Yes! Oh, yes, it is. Just say
still applaud that.
These days, you can just say things and it becomes true. Let's get started. Cuba, you had just mentioned to me right before the show started that you walked Naomi down the carpet at the Cannes Film Festival in 2004.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, we found the photo.
She just found it.
Isn't that wild?
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Oh my God, Cuba.
You remember how it happened, though? Because you, at the last minute, called and said, you can walk me down the carpet. I go, I don't have a tuxedo. You were like, find one, darling.
Looks like he found one. Regarding Real Housewives of Dallas, which was on tonight, last year Cameron showed off her Birkin bag raincoat. Naomi, have you ever seen one of these, a raincoat for your Birkin?
You know,
and apparently
what?
The trend is spreading because Carrie has one too. And I just, this goes to our first poll question, raincoats for your bag, hot or not? Go to WWHL.TV right now and tell us. Have you seen these?
I have seen them.
And are they, I mean, it's a thing?
It's a thing. I saw it in Asia.
You did? Mm-hmm. Do you have a raincoat for your purse?
No, I don't.
You don't?
But I have a raincoat for my case.
For, oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's kind of, you guys aren't into it. All right. That's cool. On next week's Real Housewives of Dallas, Deandra confronts Leanne about Rich, but it's Leanne and Deandra's relationship that seems to be on the rocks. Take a look.
Are you getting married this year?
November is what we're looking at.
Or spring.
Do you feel like he's not going to stay married to you?
I think he'll stay.
Do you feel like he's faithful?
Come on. As many nights as I'm out and he's at home.
I think there's something you're not telling me. And
oh, my God.
Because there's something happening.
Nothing's happening.
There's been a lot of rumors about, you know, his relationships with other women. And if you've been with somebody as long as she's been with him, you have to know.
Naomi is in. She's
I'm enthralled.
I know, she's enthralled.
I'm like, wow.
Your questions for Naomi and Cuba are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, even though Naomi Campbell is a world-famous supermodel, one of her favorite poses is actually just the seated position in front of her TV while The Housewives of Atlanta is on. So here's what I'm dying to know. Which of the Atlanta ladies look she thinks are peachy with Gone with the Wind Fabulous or Do Less? Okay, take a look, and I just want you to go through this. What do you think of NeNe's patterned maxi dress and pink scarf?
Not my cup of tea.
Not your cup of tea. What about Portia's metallic dress with shoulder pads? You can deal with that.
I can deal with it.
Okay, what about Eva's graphic jacket with dramatic sleeves?
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Okay, Sheree's prison photo shoot ensemble. They kind of...
What?
They kind of threw that together for a man. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, okay. Marlo's playful lace bunny ears.
Not a good day.
Okay. Cynthia's low-cut maroon dress and matching hair.
I'll leave that to Cuba.
Yeah, oh, Cuba's damn! Into it. Kenya's extreme white keyhole dress with high front slit. What? You like that? Not crazy. Okay, what do you think about...
I think it's too much to have the split in the top and the bottom.
Okay. What about Sheree's long platinum blonde wig and pale pink separates?
Where was she going there?
It looks like a meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was the same place as before, where she had the tights on, where she was going there.
Yeah, I know, maybe.
Did say where she was.
Okay.
No,
okay. Last up, Candy's black dress with elaborate crystal design.
That's nice for Candy.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Naomi. Second, Cuba Gooding Jr. may have once taken his pants off on this very show, but when it comes to some of the other wild things he's done, will he be equally as revealing? Here's what. We're going to find out with Gooding or goodness no. I'm going to go through some scenarios in which you might have found yourself. You just tell me if you've done that thing or not. Okay. Have you ever accepted a movie role solely because you wanted to date your co-star?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever said...
Before you eat, Andy. You know.
Yes. No, you're right. Yes, that is very true.
I'm not talking about walking the dog.
I understand. Have you ever said nope when a fan said to you, are you Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No.
Okay.
But I have said yes when someone asked me if I was Terrence Howard.
You have?
Because they were so insistent about it anyway.
Have you ever had an afternoon delight in your trailer?
No, hell no!
Okay.
You're trying to get me jammed up on this show.
No. Have you ever slid into another celebrity's DMs on Instagram?
What does that mean?
Have you? I guess you haven't. Have you ever DM'd another direct message?
Oh, direct message. Oh, I do know what that means.
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever been attracted to a cartoon character, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yes.
Have you ever cried?
Jessica Rabbit.
Yes, okay. Have you ever cried while watching a kid's movie?
For the 15th time, maybe, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, have you ever fallen asleep during a table read or rehearsal?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Finally, Naomi has graced over 500.
That number is old.
Is it? Oh.
It's so old.
Naomi has graced over 1,000 magazine covers
counting.
It's more like 1,000 anyway. You know what? It's funny. When I read that, I was thinking...
It's from 1994, that number.
Oh, forget it.
And I did my first book.
Yes, okay. Yeah. But I can't help but wonder, does Naomi know how much a magazine costs? Here's what. We're about to find out. Naomi, I'm going to ask you a few questions that people who aren't fashion icons might know the answers to. Your regular person hat and give it a go. Okay. Naomi, what is the cost of one New York City subway ride?
$2.
$2.75. Not bad. She came close without going over. Okay, look at the monitor behind you and tell me what this is.
It's like a thing you put in the dryer to make
it. It's a dryer sheet. Yes, very good. Okay, Naomi Campbell, when does the shopping extravaganza called Black Friday occur in the U.S.?
After Thanksgiving.
Yes, after Thanksgiving. Naomi, what is the average price for drugstore lipstick in the United States?
$4.95.
It's $6.59. Not bad. Okay, very good. Average cost for a one-way ticket in coach from LAX to JFK?
$400.
It's $3.46. You did great. Thank you very much. That was so good.
She's got to get her assistance there somehow.
That was really.
I am my own assistant.
Naomi, Jay Duarte wants to know, what did you think about Nicki and Cardi's altercation at Fashion Week? Were you were at that party, right?
No, it was called the Icon Party, but there were no icons there.
Oh. I love
it. And I'm going to say it because I told it to Karine Rockford to her face, so I don't think it's something I can't say. But Kate and I were at home on the couch watching TV.
You and Kate You and Kate were home watching TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had to slide that in. But I was disappointed. Yeah. I don't want to see women of color fight. I don't want to see women fight, period.
Yeah.
So not there, not that, you know, it's all music. It's, you know, there's no... division of music, and music is for everybody. There's no discrimination.
Yeah.
So I felt very disappointed.
Yes. Cuba, favorite memory of working with Burt Reynolds on Endgame, Brenda H. emailed.
You know, every day he was there. He only came, we shot that show for about 7 weeks, and we only had him for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So every day he came on the set, and I've had the opportunity to work with these iconic actors before, and they always tell past stories of working with other big celebrities, and probably one of his stories. He was just great.
Yeah. Christina Martin wants to know, Cuba, how often in day-to-day life do you are asked to use the phrase, show me the money? Is everybody, are people coming up to you and saying that? No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
No. Naomi, Peter the Meteor wants to know your views on Kendall Jenner being the highest paid model while saying she cherry picks her jobs and could never do 30 shows in a season.
Next question.
Excited about the Global Citizen Festival.
I'm so excited.
You have Janet Jackson and Cardi B. Like, this is going to be... It's going to be amazing.
And Janelle Monáe. Yeah. And The Weeknd, Abel.
Super cool.
And Shawn Mendes.
And you're hosting it. And it's on... Is it on MSNBC all day long? And then,
I believe so. Hosting it in New York and co-hosting and producing in South Africa.
That's very cool. Let's go to Tiffany from New York. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Cuba.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
I love you.
Thank you.
I just had to let you know, since I was 5, I've adored you. I saw you on the cover of a Jet magazine. It's been on ever since. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so this girl has a question for you. I need your top 3 dating tips.
Top 3 dating tips, Naomi.
Oh, I don't know if I'm the right person to ask that.
I was going to say the same thing.
Don't pick up the phone now.
Don't pick up the phone.
Oh my God, I'm so I actually don't really know what it's like to date because I've never been a dating person. I've always been someone that's been in relationships.
Okay.
So, what do? You go for pizza? Is that it? Is that one of them?
Is that it?
Walk in the park.
When was the last time you ate pizza?
A few days ago.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh,
when was the last time I went grocery shopping? 2 days ago. When did I last cook? Yesterday.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Brianna from Nebraska. Hey, Brianna, what's your question for Cuba Gooding Jr.?
She left. Okay, thanks for calling.
Hello?
I took her breath.
Hey, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My question is for Cuba.
Uh-huh.
I want to know who is the best co-star and the worst co-star that he's worked with.
Oh, who's the best?
Oh,
who's the best? Who's your favorite?
Maybe Jack Nicholson, because he's just so Jack.
Yeah.
You know, I could, maybe I'll whisper it to Naomi and she'll say it, because you're used to controversy and all that
stuff. Hey, whisper, tell me. Oh, I get that.
Really? Can you say?
Was that a worst?
Yes.
You know why it was a worst?
Why?
Non-actor.
Oh!
Wow.
Can't act.
Who is it? Who is it?
Not for me to tell. Not my secret.
Oh, can't do that.
Are you doing it or not?
You got makes a lot of sense. Man. You can't say that
not after what she just said. I was gonna say it, okay. Dolph. I mean,
Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren. I don't know what you did to him.
I think he was just a little cranky. He shot in Bucharest, Romania.
Wow.
I do adore him, but he was miserable.
It's game time, everybody. Such an outrageous life. It's almost enough to curl your hair. So I hope Cuba's been paying attention. Because if not, I may lose some of my hair with better pluck next time. Cuba, I'm going to ask you some Naomi Campbell trivia. For every wrong answer, Naomi's going to take these tweezers and pluck out one of my eyebrow hairs.
Oh,
okay. Okay, Cuba, there are two what named for Naomi in Holland? Roses or windmills?
Roses?
You're correct. In what city was Naomi born? London or Birmingham?
London.
Yes. At age 7, Naomi appeared in which Bob Marley music video? Uh-oh. Is This Love or No Woman, No Cry?
Oh, No Woman, No Cry?
Is This Love?
Oh.
I like this.
Okay. Which Real Housewife made a cameo on Naomi's show Star, NeNe Leakes or Portia Williams?
Can I call a lifeline?
No.
It's NeNe.
Portia.
I don't want to hurt you.
It's okay.
In 1988, Naomi became the first black woman ever to appear on the cover of which magazine, British Vogue or French Vogue?
British Vogue.
French Vogue.
Oh. Let me try this side now because I don't want to.
Wow.
Oh, that didn't. I felt
you
that.
Got
I felt
a hunk
I
there.
Felt that one.
Wow, you got
you
a.
Know, hunk. My eyesight's on
last
the best.
Up. True or false? Naomi sang backup vocals on Vanilla Ice's song "Cool as Ice."
False.
True. Oh.
Trick question, man.
Ow! Oh. Thanks for playing. Cuba, how cool, how was it directing yourself? Did you enjoy that?
I did.
You did?
I tell people I'd rather direct than act now. The first day filming, though, I was in a scene with a young actress. This was like her first major role, and I was so nervous for her that when she finished her monologue, I was like, cut.
oh, we gotta go again. I wasn't in character. I was more concerned watching her performance than right. I realized. You stay in character, you'll help them more. So then I ignored it, and then when I said cut, I watched playback. So it took me a minute to adjust.
It's October 5th, right?
October 5th, Friday.
October 5th. Congratulations. Have you spoken to OJ since he got out?
No. The only thing I heard was he gave an interview while he was in jail and said, Cuba's head ain't big enough to play me.
Okay. Naomi, we got a question from Carla T.
Hold on.
Via our Wakabot. Naomi, what do you think of Michael Kors buying Versace?
Oh. I think it's great for business. It's good for the industry.
Yeah.
And, I'm into it.
Did you see the Versace story? Did you watch
it? I have to be honest, I couldn't watch it. I made a plan that I was never going to watch it. Too painful.
Of course. Yeah. What's happening with you and David Blaine, Naomi?
David Blaine has been my friend, or like a brother to me, for like 24, 5 years. So we're on the same boat, so what?
There you go.
There you go.
All right, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to President Trump, who had a glass half full moment during today's press conference when he denied that leaders and diplomats laughed at him at yesterday's address to the UN, saying that they were instead laughing with him and that they were just having fun. Because you know those diplomats are just famous for their infectious sense of humor. Don't have too much fun, you crazy kids. Tonight's shock wall goes to Kim Kardashian. Okay, this is kind of great. She slid into Kanye West's Instagram comments and told him to do the gray sweatpants challenge. For those who don't remember, this is the viral 2016 hashtag that highlighted men going commando underneath their athleisure. Okay, look, I love a visible male outline as much as anybody, but do we think this exact moment is the time to encourage guys to expose themselves? Ooh. Like, maybe that shouldn't happen this year. Anyway, I want to thank Naomi, Cuba, and Tyler. Campbell, the producer and co-host of the Global Citizen Festival in New York City, September 29th, and in South Africa on December 2nd. Where in South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Joburg. And Cuba Gooding Jr.'s movie, Bayou Caviar. It's his directorial debut. He also stars in the film and co-wrote the script. It's out October 5th. You can see him in Chicago reprising his role as Billy Flynn on Broadway October 6th. Levine's show is New Amsterdam Tuesdays at 10 on NBC. He's not a doctor, but he plays one on TV. And I gotta tell you something.
Steady hands.
He also could play a bartender because he's doing he looks very natural.
You don't know what he does. He might moonlight.
Right.
We don't know. You gotta know this guy.
Cuba, Frank G wants to know what exactly went down at that Golden Globe party that ended with a KFC chicken bucket on your head.
Marlon Dam Wayans.
Really?
That's what went down.
We were,
you know, the funny thing is it wasn't real chicken in those buckets. It was sponsored by KFC. So I was breakdancing, and I jumped up and threw the bucket on my head and hit a pose. He took a picture, and he tweeted the damn thing.
Oh, my God.
I jumped up
and hit a post.
Right.
Ashley Y.
Shut up.
Ashley Y. texted, Naomi, does Kaia Gerber ever ask you for constructive criticism on her modeling? She calls you auntie, doesn't she?
She's adorable.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of Kaia.
Yeah. I mean, she's
I am. I sat with her and her mother at Azadina Laya, my late papa's, who was no longer here.
Yeah.
And we sat on the kitchen table, and we just went through all the shows she should do and shouldn't do at the moment, because she's a baby.
Yeah.
Get to them.
Yes.
And she has followed everything. She's really very proud of her.
Wow. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Maureen from, no, it's Light... Lakia from Chicago. Hey, Lakia, what's your question?
Hey, Cuba. Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
This question is for you, Naomi. What advice would you give to someone who is building a personal brand so they can distinguish themselves from others?
Who's building a personal brand?
Mm-hmm.
What is the brand?
Maybe a TV personality, journalist, host.
I think it's hard in that sector to define yourself. I mean, you have to be like an Andy here. I think this is a question more for Andy. You have to have something that's that extra special je ne sais quoi that gives you that little edge. I think you have to be very ambitious, competitive, You have to have perseverance. You can't take anything seriously because you can't be sensitive and otherwise, because that doesn't help in any business. And I think you just have to push hard. I mean, it's never easy. Nothing's easy, actually. Even my business was not easy.
Mm. That's great advice, by the way. Really good advice. By the way, I should have asked you this before. Who made that dress?
Brandon Maxwell.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And he was so sweet. He came to my house to put it on me.
Wow.
Tonight. Wow. In the rain.
Wow.
So, thank you, Brandon Maxwell.
Thank you so much. Yes. Let's go to Maureen from what?
I'd have done the same thing.
Yes.
Of course. I'd have come.
Let's go to Maureen from New York. Hey, Maureen, what's your question?
How did Cuba Gooding Jr. get that nickname on the OJ show? What was the nickname?
Naked. No! You know, I started in the business. My first film was Boys in the Hood, and I had a sex scene. Then I went on to do Murder of Crows and a series of other movies where I was always doing sex scenes. And anybody knows who does a sex scene, it has nothing to do with sex. And as soon, you know, even in Boys in the Hood, we had the co-star. The first sex scene was this imaginary where I told my father I had sex for the first time. They got a stripper from a strip club to be the actress. And yet, when it was time to film, she was like, does he have to be on the set? Does he have to be on the set? And I was like, but they pay you to show your butt. But it's not, it's weird. It's when you're filming, it's an exposing of people who look bored, who are there to do their job,
yeah.
And it makes people uncomfortable.
Of course.
So I got the nickname because I come to set naked sometimes. I'm like, you know, there's no laughing on the set, but bam, bam.
Okay, let's
go to... It's been many years since I've had to do a sex scene like that.
Let's go to Myra from Georgia. Hey, Myra, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
My question is for Naomi. Okay. What do you wear for loungewear around the house?
Oh, I love that question.
Me too.
I wear sweats, tank tops, hoodies, whatever. I like comfy clothes.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I don't like to be in constricting clothes. It's like get home, change, anything comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Juan from Florida. Hey, Juan, what's your question?
My question is for Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay.
I would like to know, have you ever dated any of his co-stars?
No, never. Why does that keep coming up? It's like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't. You know why I think? Well, one, I was married for a long time. But even as a person who can engage in something like that now, when you're acting, okay, and you're in a scene, you want to find the truth to the moment. And the last thing you need is the baggage of your personal life affecting that moment. So, you know, nope.
There you go. Naomi, did you have formal acting training?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But my teacher now is Susan Batson.
You always, Susan Batson?
Yeah.
I know her. She's great.
What a pet.
You know, she was on One Life to Live. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. But she was in Girl 6.
Yeah.
Spike Lee.
Yes.
We're running the same scene, but.
Yeah. You always impress me every time I see you acting in anything. I'm like, wow.
I found that really hard on the pool table in Empire my first day. I was just like, I don't believe this. This is not happening on the pool table. Oh my God, he's climbing up. Oh my, I was just like dying. So I totally understand what you mean.
No, it's brutal.
And even after 32 years of modeling, I still get shy if I have to go on the set and I'm not wearing very much.
Right.
You know,
right.
I still like kind of, okay, keep it close.
Naomi's shy.
I am shy. There is a shy. There is a shy side to me.
Yes.
You know that, Gemini.
Yes. I do. I want to thank Naomi, Cuba, and Tyler for watching on MarvelTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.